This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Danvers boys basketball coach Jabari Clark, and in his first season with the Falcons. And coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, coach, you guys are scrimmaging. You've got the team. You're getting the team together. The season will be starting soon. We'll get to that in just a moment. But what can you share with us about what you've learned so far about this 2023 Danvers basketball team and your first team as well, obviously?
You know, in terms of what I've learned, most of these guys, about 90% of them actually, they've all played with me or for me within the past few years. And I know, you know, when the confidence instilled, you know, how hard they can go and what they're capable of doing. I'm kind of just that person that has to remind them what they are capable of doing. I have guys right now that just are athletes. We have guys that are, you know, wide receivers on the football team that just went to the Final Four, tight ends, quarterbacks, baseball players that are just studs, soccer players. So we just have hard workers, and that's what I know about them, and that's what's going to take us to where we need to get.
Yeah, and for our listeners, you were an assistant with the team prior to becoming the head coach, early this fall, right?
Correct, yeah. So the past 2 years, I've been the JV coach as well as the varsity assistant. So most of the guys that's going from to that varsity level now played with me on JV. And the guys that were already on varsity, I was kind of in their ear during those varsity games. So we've had that great connection, which helps us kind of get over that hump and get straight to business for the season.
All right. I'm going to have you drop a name or two of your current players and tell me, most recently, I guess you had a scrimmage with Hamilton Wenham. So maybe tell me about that and some of the players and their roles and performances in that scrimmage, if you will.
Of course. So that scrimmage yesterday with Hamilton Wenham was a great, great opportunity for the program. Shout out to Coach Mike that we set that up during this summer. And it was a great scrimmage, the varsity. We actually had a time where we were down 10 points, and I think it was great to have that going into the season where you have to fight adversity and come back and secure the win. I want to shout out one of my players, Michael Kasperzak. He's a senior, one of the leaders. He actually has been coming off the bench these two scrimmages, and although he's been coming off the bench, we've had the tradition where we've been given a player of the game starting this year, and he's had that these past two scrimmages just due to the energy, the attitude and effort that he's been bringing. And those are big three things that I'm on to the entire program this year about is attitude, energy, and effort. Usually when we're in our huddles or getting ready to go into something, that's what we're chanting out to, and that's how we end our practices. And he's been going just absolutely out of his mind with the energy and effort, and having that from a senior is great on our team. We actually have seven seniors this year, so we have leadership all across the board.
Yeah, and so often in basketball, as you know, that sixth man is really not the sixth man. He's just the sixth starter, practically, if you will, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they provide a something that the other five don't have often. And you're
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Came off the bench. Four steals in the matter of probably 3 minutes, and that's exactly what we needed when we were down 10 to bring us back and get that win yesterday in that scrimmage.
Four steals. Now, how quick is this guy?
Well, he's a wide receiver on the football team, so he has speed, he's strength, and like I said, like at the beginning, we just have a bunch of athletic studs. If I'm being transparent and they know it, we're not have guys that are majority just basketball players. A lot of them, this is probably their second sport. But, you know, I see to their skill set, and that's kind of where we have to go from there.
All right. Let me ask you about your playing career and playing basketball. Tell me a bit about you, your background in as an athlete, as a basketball player.
Yeah, so started off young, kind of how I was raised. I was raised in a situation where I was out here in the North Shore for a lot of my life, but my father also lives in New York, and so I had a great opportunity in my upbringing of bouncing back and forth between New York and the North Shore, Peabody, and playing in different, you know, AAU tournaments, camps, and things like that. I was able to do five-star back then, played for multiple AAU teams, some that are around, some that still aren't. I remember, like, the Massachusetts Thundercats was a big team back then in Lynn, played for some guys. I remember, like, Fred Hogan, Marcos Echeverria, and things like that. Was able to play at Peabody High. My coach over at the time, I had Matt Kudis. He's now the coach over at Beverly. Great, great coach. Honestly, there's a lot of drills and things that I instill in my practices that I was able to learn from Kudis and having Broen over there as well. And, you know, that's kind of where my upbringing went. I didn't have, I didn't go into the college level, but I think I stayed with the game throughout graduating high school until now. And I think that's put me in the position of being in all these different camps and being that guy in terms of being in situations where I've been a great guy on a team. And I've also been the guy where, listen, I'm not the best player. And I've allowed, you know, at a young age, sometimes I saw how attitude can affect that. And I think that now I can bring that into these guys that I have and steer them away from these things, which is also why we're so big on this attitude, energy, and effort. I've been put in all those different situations, and I'm able to just kind of steer them the right way.
Yeah, you mentioned Fred Hogan, great basketball guy. You're right, out of the city of Lynn for sure. Yeah. So now Matt Karakoudis was your coach when you were at Peabody playing, and he was an assistant at the time, I believe, right? Does that sound right?
Correct. Yeah. You were got it, yes.
All right.
And, so, I think that's exactly when his career got really up and going, and now he's obviously, you know, been successful with what he's doing at the Beverly Boy program.
You mean his career got up and going when he started coaching Jabari Clark? Is that what you're saying, coach?
I wish it was like that, but like I said, he's a great guy, great coach, and you know he does well for the NEC basketball community.
Oh no, absolutely, yeah. So the other guy you played for at the varsity level would have been Thad Broughton, the current again Peabody varsity head coach.
Exactly, and I had actually a great pleasure. I haven't really spoke much of this. I had a great pleasure of actually playing for Broughton way back. I want to say it was like fifth or sixth grade. We had a little AAU team. I don't remember the exact name of the team. Broughton might actually know because he probably knows every team he coached. This is about fifth, sixth grade, and that's when our relationship actually started. And then having the opportunity, of course, you know, be with him during high school.
All right. Yeah. Wow. So great stuff there, Coach. When does the season start for Danvers basketball? Or actually, what do you? Let's tell us what you have up on the schedule coming up in the days ahead, and then the opener.
Yeah, so our turnaround's quick. You know, we had our tryouts Monday through Wednesday last week. First practice was Thursday. We were at a scrimmage at Rockport that Friday. Had a few more practices. We just finished up our scrimmages yesterday at Hamilton Wenham. And then we're right back at it in a tournament, actually, this weekend at Salem Academy. Friday, we play Salem Academy at 7. And depending on how that goes, we'll either be in the winner's bracket noon on Saturday or we'll be in the consolation game at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday.
So those are games that, those aren't scrimmages. Those are actually just non-league games for you, right?
Exactly. Those are non-league games, but that would be an official start of our regular season.
All right. So, you know, being an assistant coach at Danvers, you know the Northeastern Conference, now the head coach at Danvers. So what is your look at the conference this year? I mean, I'm looking back at last year, and I saw Gloucester really, I think, stepped it up last year and had a pretty good season. Obviously, Marblehead did some good things at times, but what do you, and of course there's always Beverly and Peabody, but Salem. So how do you see the conference this year?
Transparently, I think a lot of teams are in a situation where they're kind of in a rebuild, or not necessarily a rebuild, but they lost a lot of their key players. Just like looking at Beverly losing Frost, Salem lost Bryson going to whatever prep school he went to.
Yeah.
I think also with that being said, though, there are teams, like you said, like Peabody, they have two returning players. It was AJ and Rafael, who are great. I was telling, I remember me and the coach last year, Timson, were talking, the press that Peabody has been running the past 2 years is honestly one of the best presses I've seen in high school recently, in terms of what they're able to do with that 1-2-2 half court or three quarters of the court press. I also think, Marblehead has a great returning player, Nick Lemon. He played, I think, over at St. John's Prep for some time. So I think Marblehead and Peabody are two teams to definitely be on the radar. Beverly, of course, just due to their coaching staff and what they're able to instill. I think a lot of other teams, especially even, you know, us at Danvers, are kind of just underdogs and a matter of kind of see what happens as the season goes on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, look at the talent coming back, and as you mentioned, some rebuilding, I guess. But definitely games out there that are possible for W's for a lot of teams, I guess. Right at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. If I'm being transparent, I think except for there's definitely a lot of those players that we know, and even just those coaches that we know that are gonna do what they need to do to most likely make the tournament. But I think there's all a good handful of these teams that can
play
some games.
All right, here's the last question. So if you were to name a coach or something about coaching that was that influenced you? Could be a coach, could be something they did, either at the at a, maybe a, even a couple of different levels. Who what are you taking away from other coaches as a head coach now?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things. I think I've taken a lot of pieces from all the coaches I've had, not just from basketball, even youth football. And that's one, the main thing is what I'm preaching right now is that attitude. I remember we're going over that back in Pop Warner days, because when you're young, you know, it's hard to control your emotions. I remember I had a coach, Lazar Franklin, actually, and a big thing for us was, listen, you know, your attitude reflects to the next person next to you. And whether you're positive or negative, that spread, that's contagious. And you want to be in somewhere that's a positive, peaceful environment. And a lot of times, yes, you get me as a coach, I could be screaming on the sidelines and screaming during practices, but my players know it's with positive intent and the transparency that I bring to them. But at the end of the day, that attitude that they bring is what's going to get us to succeed and win games. Like I said yesterday, we go into the locker room, we're down 12. And the first thing we're saying is, attitude. Like, we're okay. We're fine. This is what we play basketball for. This is what we do this at the varsity level. The next thing is that energy. I really am just preaching a lot of these, the small things for these guys right now. Like I said, especially just having a bunch of different athletes, they understand, you know, the schematics of, you know, being on time, being punctual, looking your coach in the eye, communicating with your teammates. It's really just keeping it consistent. And a lot of the coaches that I had in the upbringing, even Karakoudis, there was times where, like I said, I've been in that position where I was a starter and I was playing the whole games, and I was also upset at myself because I didn't play that much, and that was due to me. I'm not accepted at the team, and at this point I'm sitting on the bench not sharing for my teammates sometimes, and that's contagious. And that, I see how contagious that is, you know. And at the time Koudis would talk to me about that. That's something that I preach to my guys. And, you know, that's why I definitely value a lot of the things that Karakoudis was able to instill with me in that time at Peabody.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I like the idea that it's not just hoop X's and O's. It's all sports. You know, you can learn from anything almost at any time and bring it with you as a head coach or an assistant coach or whatever, for sure, or as a player, obviously. So, yeah, there's a lot there. And more than just, jamming the ball or leading in rebounds or whatever, there's a lot of different things playing out here for sure. Well,
exactly. Like the bench is involved, everything. Everything's involved.
Yeah. Jabari, I got to ask you here. How tall are you, just for the heck of it here?
How tall am I? I'm about 5'10", 5'11", maybe.
All right. Look.
I didn't hit six. And it's funny. My dad's 6'6".
Get out of here. That's crazy.
I know. I sometimes get upset about it still at this old age.
No, you're not old. You're talking to somebody who's old. But the other thing, you know, I was thinking that I was thinking you'd be 6'6". Okay, so I'm all messed up here. All right.
I wish.
Exactly, right. All right. Well, Jabari, thank you so much for joining us. Much success this basketball season. It's great been able to talk to you. And good luck this weekend at the Salem Academy Charter, their tournament this weekend.
Hey, listen, I appreciate it. Appreciate it for connecting with me. Look forward to hopefully connecting in the future. And we'll be excited.
You got it. Hold on the line. That's Jabari Clark, boys basketball coach, Danvers High School, here on MSO Newsports.com.
A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company ExoBath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on exobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website.